the message this morning, the greatest story. Say that with me, the greatest. And we're doing good. Let's roll with it, Rod. You got to push me because it's about 8 after 9 o'clock. Here we go. Let's look and see what we can get. The price of peace. Say that with me. You almost want to say the Prince of Peace, didn't you? Well, he is the Prince of Peace. But it came with a terrible price. I want to talk to you about that this morning. The price of peace. And we're going to roll with it, Raj. There's a dark side to the Christmas story. It came with a terrible price. I mean, we see the babe in the manger and like, oh, yay, yay, look, yay, yay. It came with a pretty high price tag. Y'all listening to me or not? Okay, so stay with me this morning. Here we go. Started off with a scandalous pregnancy. Most people get pregnant and it's like, wow, you're pregnant. You get to have a party. It's great. Not him. A scandalous pregnancy. Let's talk about it. The sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for you found favor with God, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, help me, Jesus. Then said Mary unto the angels, how shall this be, seeing I've not had sexual relations with Joseph? How's that going to happen? I have no clue. Okay? So it started off with a scandalous pregnancy. And you know what I mean by that. Okay? He grew up. Remember last week's message? I don't want to be unkind or ugly, but you know, last week's message was hope, hope, hope. Amen? Say. How many went up to Santa Claus this past week and told Santa Claus it ain't ho, 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 it's hope, hope, hope? Did anybody do that? I was going to give you $5. You did it? Yeah, don't lie to me, brothers. Lie to me, brothers. Amen. Come on. Shoot, if I'd have been sitting there and I'd have heard a preacher say I'm going to get $5, I'd have been doing it all week. Amen. Come on. But the point is that he did grow up with people. I don't want to be cruel, but he did grow up with people calling his mama a hoe. Excuse me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's how he grew up. Scandalous. There's a price to Jesus coming. Y'all hear me or not? Swaddling clothes. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a what? A manger, because there was no room for them where? In the end, we wouldn't think of that, would we? We wouldn't think of that, putting our, you know, the person we love, oh, here goes in a cow stall. You know, put the baby over here in a feeding trough. There's a price to this peace that you and I enjoy. Yes or no? You hear me today? Just want you to see it from this angle. A sinister plot. When he's a little baby and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed in their own country another way. And when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream saying, arise, take the young child and his mother Mary, flee to where? Flee to Egypt. You don't even get to go back. He's in Bethlehem. You don't even get to go back to where you're from, Nazareth. Oh, by the way, go this way. That-a-way is the wrong way. Go to Egypt and be there until I bring you word. Say that last part for me. For Herod will what? Seek the young child to do what? There's a price to this peace that you and I enjoy. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Just talking about that today, the price of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. But there was a price right out of the get-go. Other people get to celebrate. He didn't get to celebrate. Okay? That wasn't his life. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he was exceeding wroth. He sent forth and he slew all the who? The children in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof from how old? 2 years and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. So killing went on. Unbelievable, isn't it? The price that was paid for you and I to be saved, for you and I to know the Lord. A piercing sword. Yea, a sword. This is a prophecy, and we're going to look at it. A piercing sword shall pierce through your own soul also, being spoken to Mary. that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed, a piercing sword. So there was a price to our peace, and we're going to keep the story rolling now. Okay, let's move forward and let's see some scripture. So now, let's back it up just a bit. So when 8 days were accomplished, so little Jesus is 8 days old, okay? You already see some of the prices having been paid, right? Yes or no? Say. The pregnancy, the location, everything like that. Now watch. 8 days. 8 days. When 8 days, the day, 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called, say it with me again, Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was ever conceived. Okay, so that's his name, 8 days old. So he's taken to be circumcised. The circumcision of Jesus was his first suffering for us. Little baby Jesus being cut on, okay? Not very pleasant. This was the sign and seal of the covenant that God made with Abraham. So little Jesus, 8 days old, symbolized the work that Jesus would do for us way back in with Abraham. This circumcision, this cutting, this suffering, this hurting was a sign of the work that Jesus would one day, this one day he would come and he would suffer. And so here he's 8 days doing what was a prophesied way back when. He's fulfilling it at 8 days old. So shalom, a covenant peace with God. This was all about them having a covenant peace with God. So he was circumcised. Keep looking. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem, little baby Jesus, to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, hang in here with me, come on. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, say it with me, whose name was what? Simeon. Say Simeon. Simeon. And the same man was a just man and devout man. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. We're going to talk about that. And the Holy Ghost was upon this man. We're seeing the price of peace. And we haven't gotten off track here. We're straight on the track. So they meet this man, Simeon. Mary, Joseph, little baby Jesus. Okay? For the purification time. Okay? Little is known of Simeon. He was a just man, and he was a devout man. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. We just saw that in the scripture. Keep looking. Consolation of Israel means this. Say it with me. Messianic. He was waiting for Messiah to come. That's what he was looking for. He was looking for Messiah to come. Well, they've been looking for hundreds of years. And so here's this man, a just man, a devout man. He continues to look for Messiah to come. Boy, is he fixing to get his eyes open. Amen. A traditional Jewish prayer is, may I see the consolation of Israel. May I see Messiah come. So others were looking as well. But this man was a just man. This prayer was answered for this man when Mary and Joseph brought little baby Jesus to Jerusalem. And it was revealed unto Simeon by the Holy Ghost, say it with me, that he should not what? You're not going to die until you have seen, I love the way the Bible says this, until you've seen what? The Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah, the Anointed One. And he came by the Spirit in the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and he blessed him. Hang in here with me. And he said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your what? My eyes have seen him. We've seen him. I've seen the Lord's Christ. I've seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles. That's you and me. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of that little baby. I can't believe this man was talking this way. He said, I can depart in peace. That word depart, what's the word depart mean? I can depart in peace, he said. Here's what it means. Man, he was like a prisoner getting let out. Okay? That's what that word means. It means to untie a ship. Wow! Well, I've seen it. I'm ready to let go now and go on. It means, pop it up, to take down a tent. I'm moving from here now, baby. I'm going on home. Simeon was so thrilled. It means to unload a beast of burden. And Simeon said, man, has my burden ever been lifted because of this little one that I've seen? I've seen the Messiah. Amen. You feeling it? The most important thing for you and me to see before we die, say it with me, is that Jesus is the salvation of God. Why do I do messages like this? Here's why. Because a lot of people preach all roads lead to heaven. They don't. Only one road leads to heaven, Jesus Christ. There was a price. Wouldn't it be cool? Yes, it's neat that somebody can come up and like, well, make up something and think you're going to go to heaven because you made up something. Guys, there's a lot of price that went into our peace. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? A lot of prophecy and other things went into it. But there's a terrible price that Christ paid. He is the salvation of God. You can look everywhere, but you're not going to see it unless you see Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the salvation of God. Have you put your faith in Him? Is He your salvation? Say. Or do you put something else in the blank? Well, what's your salvation? Why are you going to go to heaven? Well, because I whatever. If anything is in that blank other than Jesus, you got a problem. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? You got a problem with me. I mean, you can do what you want to. Okay, it's free country. Have at it. But one day, you're going to stand before a holy God. And you're going to give an answer of the hope that's in you. And it's not going to be the answer of His Son, that Jesus is my salvation. Then you're going to have some problems. You listening or not? Yes or no? You got some big problems. So it'd be good to go and get that thing settled right now. Amen? Put your faith in Jesus Christ, the one who paid the price for you. He paid a horrible price for your peace and for my peace. Only through Him can you have a what? A covenant peace with God. You can be at peace with me. You can be at peace with your family. But are you going to be at peace with God? That's what's important. Y'all listening, yes or no? He is my salvation. Jesus Christ is my salvation. I'm not my salvation. Fellowship Church isn't my salvation. Grandma's religion won't my salvation. My money I give is not my salvation. Jesus Christ is my salvation. Yes or no? Okay, good. Good. Get it nailed. So Jesus Christ paid a price. He was born to die so that you and I might what? That's what Christmas is all about. And I don't know if some of you are thinking, what's Clark doing up there today? I thought it was like Christmas. He's talking about Easter. Christmas is Easter. Where you been? Amen? Christmas is about the life of Jesus. It's about everything. Amen? It's the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christmas, that incredible gift. Born so that you and I could live. The price of peace, He paid it. Well, this prophet, this man Simeon, he said something. I'm going to look at it carefully and we're going to be done. Hang in here with me though. Simeon blessed them. This man who said, hey, I can go now. I can depart in peace. I made like a tent. We're going to take up a tent. Untie the ship. I'm loosed, baby. I can leave now. But he said something. Simeon blessed them. And he said unto Mary, Jesus' mother, he said, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, the price of peace. Yea, a sword shall pierce through your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. This is where I really want to get this morning. The price of peace. This child is going to be set for the fall and rise of many in Israel. A sign which shall be spoken against. And a sword shall pierce your soul. The price that Jesus paid so that you and I could be saved. First of all, a stone. Say that with me. A stone. The price Jesus paid. This child is going to be set for the fall and rise of many in Israel. That's why I put the word stone. Israel would what? Israel would what? This prophet, Simeon, this devout and just man, he said they're not going to get it. They're going to stumble over Jesus like stumbling over a rock or a stone. And people do that today. Y'all listening or not? Do it all the time. We love this, away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. And churches everywhere. I mean, they're singing it. But to talk to them about Christ, about he's the way, the truth, the life, that your good works aren't going to get you anywhere. It's only Jesus Christ and by him and him alone and by his death on the cross. And if you don't, you'll go to a devil's hell. Oh my gosh, now you're crazy. Yes or no? Say, now you're crazy. Well, it's not crazy because that's what the Bible says. Y'all hear me or not? We get all excited about Christmas. There's a price. There's a reason. Stuff's going on here, guys. A stone. Do you stumble over Christ? Do you stumble? That's what he said. He said, the stone which the builders refused has become the head stone of the corner. He beheld them and said, what is this that you've written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner, Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to what? The stone. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Otherwise, boom, ground to powder. That's not a good thing. Yes or no? Say. That's what the Bible says. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a what? A stumbling stone. And a rock of what? Offense. And that's what Jesus Christ was, a stumbling stone. People are still stumbling over him and are offended at him. And whosoever believes on him shall not be what? That's why we don't. That's why we stumble, because we're ashamed. That's crazy. He paid the price. He's the price of peace. Y'all listening to me so far? Do you stumble over Jesus' birth, his death, his resurrection? Or do you what? Stand firm on it. Amen. A stone. I don't want you to ever forget this. That's our building. That's that corner right over there. We got a call one day when they were building this building. And the rains were washing away that corner. It was washing away that corner. It was washing out down there as we were building this building. And that was supposed to be a flower garden over there next to those built where all those rocks are. How many know where all those rocks are in that corner over there? So we made a change of plans. We brought a truckload of concrete in. Big concrete truck came. Dug out that corner. And dumped a ton of concrete right on that corner right over there. Amen? Say, there's a ton of concrete. Go dig. You can get your hand, dig out there and see how much concrete's poured on that corner. Okay? Because we didn't want that sucker to wash away. Amen? And we came up with an idea. We're going to make that a garden over there of stones and rocks. Because Jesus Christ is our cornerstone. Did you see that? Yes or no? Say. That's the corner of our building. And Jesus Christ is our what? Can we say that loud? Jesus Christ is our what? How many remember me giving you a rock and you took it home for a week thinking I was crazy? Had you bring your rock back? Remember? And we had a special service. There's a big rock in the middle that represents Jesus. There's 12 rocks around it. There's good size where that represents the apostles. Okay? Or the 12 tribes of Israel. And then all those other rocks are us. We're little stones. Amen? I said, when you bring your rock back, don't put your name on it because it ain't about you. Remember saying that? Yes or no? So some put a scripture on it. You do. My kids, when we bring them here, the little ones, when we ride here to campus, sometimes just us, I'll park way out. And I'll go, kids, y'all want to run over to the stones? Yeah! And they just dart across the parking lot. And they love spending time over there looking at those. Look at that. Come on. He's our cornerstone. Right there. And it wasn't just like, ooh, just symbolism. It was really washing away. That's you and me without him. That's you and me without him. We don't stand a dog's chance without Jesus. Y'all hearing me today? The price he paid. Don't stumble over him. Simeon said many would. He said a sign which shall be spoken against. He said he will be a sign that will be spoken against. The word sign means what? It means miracle. He gave three words of prophecy. Jesus Christ, don't you say this with me, is God's what? That's why you believe it in you ain't going to fly. You ain't God's miracle. You're blessed of the Lord. You're made in His image and His likeness. But Jesus Christ is God's miracle. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the anointed one, not you and me. Amen, say. Amen, say. And the church, me, the Pope, fill in the blank. None of us are. You hearing me today? It's all about Him. Okay? He is God's miracle. Many people spoke against Jesus, just like this man said. At his birth was miraculous. But instead of it being a miraculous birth, they spoke against his mother. Jesus said, "You do the deeds of your father." They said unto him, we don't be born of what? Say. Here Jesus is 30 years old and they're throwing this up in his face that your mama is a loose woman. Excuse my language. And you're a bastard. Excuse me. That's exactly what they said to him, but we clean it up in the Bible. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Say. There was a price to what he did for us, and he lived it. Are you feeling it today? Hope you feel it. Keep going. Keep going. Thank you. His miracles. When the Pharisees heard it, they said, "Look, here's Jesus healing the lame and the blind." Guess what? The Pharisees heard it. And they say, "This fellow doesn't cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." Are you feeling the price he's paying? You do a miracle. These TV preachers that say they can do these miracles. Let me say something to you. This crazy stuff. Let me say something. You know, ABC News, NBC News, they'd all be running it. Amen? Jesus really did them. He wasn't making up nothing. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Say. And he got no credit for it. He paid a high price for our peace. Amen? Say. Come on. We do a miracle. Woo! Not Jesus. His character. Then again called the man that was blind that he healed and said unto him, "Give God the praise, because we know this man, Jesus, is a what? Sinner." The price he paid. The good character he had. Yet he had to pay a price while he was on this earth. Because they said, "You don't have character. You're a liar. You're a fraud. You're a phony. You're a fake." Are you feeling the price he paid for us? I hope you are. His death. "Command therefore the sepulcher be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away. And saying to people, he's risen from the dead." So the last error be worse than the first. So the point is, even at his resurrection. So they went and they made the sepulcher sure, sealing the stone and setting one. Even his resurrection, he has power over death, hell, and the grave. He comes forth out of the grave. He didn't even get credit for that. Are y'all hearing me or not? That's a pretty high price, isn't it? Say. Keep looking. His coming again. Bible says Christ will come again. The Bible says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days what? Scoffers. You don't believe in that Jesus, do you? Jesus coming again one day. He basically gets zero credit. Are y'all hearing me, yes or no? If you and I don't praise him, the very rocks are going to have to cry out. We're his people. Stand for him. Live for him. Love him. Praise him. Amen? Don't expect the world to do it. Y'all hearing me? Say. The price of peace. Keep looking. And saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation." He's not coming again. Okay? What do you believe? I believe in him. I believe what he says in his word. And then finally, so we saw a stone they're going to stumble over. A sign. He's going to be God's miracle that's going to be rejected in his whole life. A sword. "A sword shall pierce your soul," Simeon said. The Greek word that's used to describe this sword means a larger sword, such as the one whom used. See, there's a couple of different swords in the Bible. One's a small sword that Peter cut that guy's ear off in the garden. Remember that thing? Whoop, 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 whoop. This sword is a huge sword. Simeon said to Mary, young Mary with her little baby, and there's Joseph, and says, here they're all happy, and says a huge sword is going to pierce your soul. What? We wouldn't want to hear that after 8 days we just had the baby, would we say? Yes or no? The price he paid. The verb actually in this word means to constantly keep what?
just, you have pain in your life, emotional pain that just seems to not want to go away. And the devil knows just how to put it in there and just push on it and pick at it. And you become pretty good at it too. That's the pain, that constant piercing. The price he paid. This prophecy speaks of what Jesus would endure on this earth, ultimately being what? Crucified for our sins. And we'll finish with a rapid scriptures. Christmas is Easter, guys. Amen. Say, the greatest gift. The greatest gift was not just a baby. The gift is Jesus. All of Jesus. Amen. Say, well, I like just little baby Jesus. That's what Will Ferrell would say. Amen. Little baby Jesus. Okay? Excuse me. It's all of Jesus. That's the gift of Christmas. Then delivered Jesus, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took him, and they led him away. And he, bearing his what? Cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the middle. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother. Do you remember the prophecy Simeon gave to his young mother? Say, you remember? Say. She's so excited. Little baby. A huge sword will pierce your soul. Well, now mama's grown. And by the cross of Jesus, there's his mother. And his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his what? You think she's hearing what Simeon was saying? You think she's maybe having flashbacks of Simeon, that old man that day when he was just a little baby boy? And the disciple standing by, whom he loved, and Jesus said unto his mother, behold your son. Wow. That sword didn't quit piercing, did it? Kept hurting. Then said Jesus to that disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took Mary unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and they put it upon hyssop and put it in his mouth. And Jesus, therefore, when he'd received the vinegar, he said, say it with me, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The price of peace. You probably thought, oh my goodness, I wasn't expecting this morning. Oh, little town of Bethlehem or something. Amen. This is what it's all about. Y'all listening? Y'all cool? Say, the price of peace. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came who? Resurrected. Stood in the middle of them, and he said unto them, can we say it louder? I paid the price. I paid the price. Jesus says, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his what? And his side. Then were the disciples what? Glad when they saw the Lord. Say this last part with me. Then said Jesus to them again, help me, church. Peace be unto you. Keep helping me. As my Father has, even so I send you. Are you hearing the Christmas message today? The price of peace that Jesus Christ paid. Do you stumble over Jesus' birth? His death, his resurrection? Simeon said many would. Are you one of those? My prayer for you is that you'd put your feet on the rock and stand on Him and put your faith and trust in Him and not let Him be a stumbling block to you, but the rock of ages. Amen? Do you know that Jesus Christ is God's miracle? Do you know that He's God's miracle? Say, have you experienced God's miracle? Say, amen? Have you experienced the new birth of Jesus Christ? For me, it was a week before Christmas I got saved. I was almost 16 years old. I was a hellraiser. My mama was a drunk. And that's this Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas. Changed my life forever. Changed my mama forever. Amen. My mama was a drunk. She went home that afternoon and poured out her Pabst Blue Ribbon in the cast iron sink. Because mama, that was what mama needed to do. That was mama's God. That was gold she poured down that drain. Okay? I tell people, for me, it was several months before it really took in my life. Amen? Come on. But immediately. Is that a miracle or what? Say. My mama would trust Christ and boom! Go home. And forever changed. He's God's miracle still today. Has your soul been what? Has your soul been pierced? Has that Goliath sword of God's love come in and cut your heart? Ow, yeah. Cut out that old stony heart that you and I are born with. Amen? Some of us can be so hard, can't we? And God comes in, He just says, hey, I love you. I want you to love me and love people. Has that happened in your life? Jesus said this, say it with me, if you don't mind. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send, but a sword. He's the Prince of Peace, and we miss the message so often. Peace, we want peace, we want peace, we want peace. And we think it's God's will that everybody on the planet get along. I'm sorry, that's not God's will. God's will is that every man everywhere be saved. Y'all hear me, yes or no? Not God's will that everybody get in a room and we all get along. We're sinners and that's not going to happen. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Say. Jesus, that's something we made up. Jesus said, I didn't come to send one. Peace. I came to send a what? Did He? Yes or no? He laid it down, baby. He laid it down. He said, look, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Deal with it. Did you hear me? That's what He says. Well, that doesn't sound very loving. I'm just quoting John 14:6, Jack. Amen? Yes or no? Sword. Have you put your faith in Him? Y'all wore out with the preacher this morning? Let's thank the Lord for His word. Come on. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Come on. Let's get on.